Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast away, good evening, it's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 18th of May 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. Russian sanctioned by Timor, but how many assets are there here? The Manx government's island plan's been updated. Road fuel profiteering during TT is a fallacy. Merseyside police warn bikers over security, and more detail from the 2021 census. Sounds boring, it's really interesting.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Dave Moore.
Fastamai, animal welfare, a hate crime bill and improvements to legislation for whistleblowers are among the laws the current government is aiming to bring in before the next general election. The legislative programme for the current administration is being published as part of an update to the island plan. Timor's given its overwhelming support to the latest Manx government sanctions imposed on Russia. The move mirrors the actions of the UK and reaffirms the Isle of Man's unconditional backing for Ukraine following the invasion. The Department of Infrastructure has been testing a tram with and without a horse attached through the junction at the bottom of Broadway this afternoon. There's still no official announcement as to whether there will be a service this summer after lengthy discussions over the choice of points on Douglas Promenade. The Labour leaders told MPs a UK government U-turn over a windfall tax on energy giants is inevitable. Sir Keir Starmer was speaking as rises in the cost of living hit their fastest pace in 40 years. Inflation's increased to 9% according to new official figures. Russian soldiers pleaded guilty in a Ukrainian court to murdering a civilian. It's the first war crimes trial since the invasion began. And a hospital trust has been fined £1.3 million following the deaths of two patients. The CQC health regulator found safety failings at Royal Shrewsbury Hospital. Those are the update news headlines. Next bulletin is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goro Maya, thank you, Dave. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there will be some strong winds later in the North Irish Sea, but this evening dry and cloudy, perhaps some evening sunshine, then some rain coming in after dark, which will clear after midnight. Overnight minimum 9 Celsius for tomorrow. Thursday, Jourdain, dry and sunny with a moderate to fresh south-southwesterly. High temperatures 15 Celsius. A dry evening Thursday evening, down to 10 through the night. Into Jehenia Friday, a cloudy start with rain around lunchtime, clearing by late afternoon on a fresh southwesterly, and up to 14 Celsius. Tides on the way out, low waters 14 minutes past 8, sunset 20 past 9, high water a minute after 2 a.m., sunrise 9 minutes past 5, and the morning low tide 26 minutes past 8.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
Tynwald has given its overwhelming support to the latest raft of Manx government sanctions imposed on Russia. The move mirrors the actions of the UK and reaffirms the Isle of Man's unconditional support for Ukraine following Russia's invasion. Treasury Minister David Ashford, MHK, brought the sanctions motions to court, but exactly how much of a Russian asset base is there on the Isle of Man?
So in terms of our own economy, to date there hasn't been many Russian assets identified. There is a requirement for anyone who identifies any assets they may hold that are subject to the sanctions to report them through the necessary processes through the Financial Intelligence Unit, and currently it's identified at just under £2 million. But the big impact for us is actually on the wider economy with the global issues. We can't insulate ourselves from global issues, I've said that before many times, and obviously Russian sanctions are going to have an impact on our economy. But as again I've said before, the impact on us as an island is nothing compared to the horrendous situation that Ukraine and the Ukrainian people are going through.
Obviously, overwhelming support for the sanctions here as everywhere else. But from an economic point of view, looking to the future, this derails your financial planning from the budget by a considerable margin, I would imagine.
Well, the big issue the government needs to keep its eye on that partly is being generated by the current situation is inflation. As I've warned previously, we were likely to see an increase in inflation quite substantially. We have seen that in the most recent inflation report that's been released. And what we need to do is monitor that impact, not just on the cost of living for those outside, but also the impact that has on government's finances itself. And that is something that we will need to look at, because if it's a temporary spike, then there's things that can be done to try and insulate that. But if it's more long-term inflation, then obviously that's going to have an impact right across the public sector and also the wider sectors of the economy and people's lifestyles.
And the frustrating thing, I suppose, from your perspective, is these are things that are, generally speaking, completely out of your or anybody's control.
They are, but as I say, the impacts that we're seeing, it's a mixture of various things, one of which is the current situation that we're seeing around the world. But what we need to do is monitor that and intervene where we can.
It's 24 minutes before 6 on Update. The Mountain Road is cleared. Ben McCree is in harbour. And due to circumstances beyond Alaman Post's control, no inbound airmail arrived on the Isle of Man this morning. Therefore, all priority mail, including special delivery, Parcel Force 24 and other airmail, wasn't delivered. The mail plane was scheduled to arrive this afternoon, and priority items will be consolidated into tomorrow's delivery. Manx to Manx mail and sea mail unaffected. More details about the Manx way of life have emerged in the next tranche of details gathered in the census from last year. Looking at them, John Moss.
This, the second part of the census, reflects changing styles of living for islanders. It notes a marked increase in single-person households, up 13% since 2016. The average household size is down marginally to 2.22, and that's been reflected in the overall number of households. More, notes the census, than you might expect from the relatively modest population growth. It's now at 37,220, rising from 35,763. There's also a 5% rise in the number of homes owned outright. What was the effect of COVID on home working? Well, a big jump. The census figures show a 100% rise in people who said they worked mainly from home, standing now at just under 3,900. What effect did that have on travelling to work, either at the wheel or a passenger? A 7% drop. Encouraging for the active travel lobby, cycling to work, a rise, but still a modest total bordering on 600. There was a slight rise in those walking, or indeed jogging, or even the eager ones running to get to work, to 5,860. A sizeable drop is noted in the numbers buying their property through a mortgage or a loan, from 32 to 25%. Meanwhile, e-gaming is prospering. The number of employees in that sector rose from 658 to 1,086.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Animal welfare laws, a hate crime bill and improvements to legislation for whistleblowers are amongst the laws the current government is aiming to bring in before the next general election in 2026. The legislative programme for the current administration has been published as part of an update to the Island Plan. The details from Sean Cowper.
A total of 70 bills are scheduled to be introduced before the current House of Keys is disbanded in 2026, including 7 this year. Next month, work is due to get underway on an animal welfare bill, something that failed to gain support in the previous administration. Laws to ensure the future operation of the Douglas Bay Tramway is on secure legal footing are scheduled for the 2022-23 parliamentary year, along with a family leave rights bill that would enable parents to share parental leave. The island's need to meet international obligations around racial discrimination will be addressed in the 2023-24 period with a hate crime bill. An employment amendment bill due the following year pledges to improve the legislative regime for whistleblowers. In the final year of the current administration, mental health legislation is due to be updated, and wellbeing laws ensuring wellbeing is incorporated into policy making will also come to fruition. Penalty fares on public transport and extradition powers for the police are among the other areas due to be addressed in the current administration.
Yesterday, the Chief Minister announced a major examination of civil service culture following the dismissal of the Isle of Man's former medical director. But has Mr Cannon gone far enough? John Moss got the thoughts of two MHKs, Claire Christian and Tim Glover.
I think he could have gone further today, but obviously he's tied by the judicial process. But I definitely think there needs to be some conversations that need to be had from within the Council of Ministers.
Do you think this is, in effect, big bang for government, a complete reinvention?
Yeah, I think we've heard the word watershed moment. We've heard that being talked about. I think if anything positive could come out of this is that there could be real change, and that could be driven by what's happened. I think finally somebody's had the guts to take on the government, and that's really good.
Do you think Mr. Ashford should consider his position?
I think that Mr. Ashford should consider the circumstances that happened over that period of time, and he should be definitely having conversations with the Chief Minister as to what that means and what that does for the Council of Ministers in terms of them as a whole.
Tim Glover, a straight question. Do you think the Health Minister, as he was then, now the Treasury Minister, should resign from the Cabinet?
Yes, and it's nothing against David Ashford as a person, it's the situation that he's in. If the Council of Ministers are truly going to try and reform the culture and the working operations of the civil service, they need a clean sheet. Remember, Mr. Ashford is part of the story that has led to this initiative from the Chief Minister.
Except he's now moved on, he's Treasury Minister.
I know that you as media will be asking him time and time again while this is rumbling on, is he going to resign or not? So he is part of the story, as are others who I think should also be considering their positions.
So you agree with Chris Thomas, he's a distraction from major issues?
He is, and it's going to be like dragging an anchor on the seabed as we try and move forward.
Merseyside police are urging racegoers to secure their bikes ahead of travelling to the Isle of Man for the TT. A dedicated operation's been set up to carry out high-visibility policing at key locations around Liverpool. The man in charge, Sergeant Gareth Berry.
We have done previous operations around the Isle of Man and around the Isle of Man TT especially. So we're expecting in the next probably two and a bit weeks over 8,500 motorbikes to come into Liverpool to travel over to the Isle of Man. The whole reason why we've set the operation up is to provide a bit of high visibility presence in the area to reassure both those coming into Liverpool with the bike, to chat to those, to give some crime prevention advice about what they should do, maybe locations where they should leave the bike, members of the public who are also in the city, just to give those a bit of reassurance as well that we are keeping an eye on the bikes that are coming into Liverpool.
Has it been a problem in the past? Have you had bike theft just ahead of the TT?
I wouldn't say it's been a problem in the past. It's obviously something that we're aware of as a major city. There's different crimes happen all over the city. Obviously, if there's a lot of motorbikes coming into the city, then potentially there can be bikes taken as a result of that. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to put a message out and we're looking at preventative measures rather than reactive measures.
And do you liaise with the Isle of Man Constabulary or the Steam Packet Company?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got quite a lot of contacts in place already. So we've liaised with the Steam Packet Company. I'm currently speaking with the Isle of Man, arranging to get some vehicles taken over to the Isle of Man for them to use during the TT as well. And also all the local hotels and businesses around the area. We've got the video that we've gone live with, and we've got a lot of crime prevention advice in the form of leaflets, posters, QR codes that not only people travelling from the UK can have a look at, but we have them in foreign languages as well.
So where can people see this video?
So if you go on to Merseyside Police, you can view it through the Merseyside Police website, and there will be a link onto YouTube as well.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
16 minutes before 6, Ben McCree departs at Heysham at 11 minutes past 2. She got into Douglas about 20 minutes ago. Currently on the Lynx Band, departing at 7:45, heading for Heysham, arriving at 11:30. The overnight departure at 2:15, back to Douglas at 6. High-speed craft Mananan depart to Douglas at 2:50. She's in Liverpool now, just about on the pierhead Lynx Band, departing there to 7:15, back tonight at 10. Tomorrow morning's departures, 7:30, Mananan heading for Liverpool. And the motorship Ben McCree departs Douglas at 8:45, heading for Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Year 11 pupils at Ballacameen High School in Douglas have launched a campaign in a bid to be able to say farewell to one another at the end of term. This past Monday, the students were told they were to begin study leave early due to staff absences. They've been offered a 20-minute period next Monday morning to meet and sign each other's shirts, but Katie Kizak says she and her fellow students don't believe it's enough.
On behalf of most of the girls from Bala, we've got a little group chat going on. And I just thought it would be a good idea to post on Facebook just so I could get like a point across.
So what is it that you're trying to achieve?
Just a day where we can do our own thing and we can have it as an actual leavers day. Getting an assembly, getting something where we get to our tutors get to speak and we get to speak to our, like, our classmates, we get to sign our shirts. But instead of having the 20 minutes that we've been assigned, we just think that's a bit poor and it's a very poor effort from the school.
But you can understand, though, the situation that the school is in.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, they're sending other school years home. So surely that will free up a lot of teachers. And so many teachers have free periods. We're leaning towards the end of the year. So most of the teachers have already taught everything. And it's more of just, like, mess about lessons instead of actual proper ones.
I guess a number of Year 11 boys and girls, for them, it will be their last day of school, will it?
Oh, yeah. Because I think about a fraction of the current Year 11s are going to actual sixth form.
So what's the situation with Year 11 at other schools?
Well, other schools, they had an official ROA day where they got to wear office wear and they got to get all their stuff officially signed in. Record of achievement. So we get our folders, that's everything we've achieved from Year 7 up to Year 11. And we're just been sat in our little studio theatre for 20 minutes during tutor time. And then we're sent off to lessons straight after that.
So you're not going to give up then, I guess?
No, I don't think so. We'll keep going at it and see.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
14 minutes before six, one of the UK's biggest landlords, British Land, is leasing its office and retail space at the fastest pace in a decade as businesses there look to embrace the future of working and shopping. In the year to March, British Land rented out 4 million square feet across its portfolio of London offices and retail parks. It's its best performance since 2012. British Land owns a number of shopping centres, including Meadowhall in Sheffield. The strong demand from tenants helped British Land to report an underlying profit of £251 million, up a quarter on the year before. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. The Isle of Man Ship Registry is expanding its Greek fleet. Victor Restis-controlled Enterprise Shipping and Trading is switching 4 more bulk carriers to the flag, bringing the total of its ships registered on the island to 28. That's 13 bulkers, 15 tankers. EST, Enterprise Shipping and Trading, is the Isle of Man Shipping Registry's oldest and largest Greek fleet.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed down as fears over inflation rattled markets. US stocks fell to give back some gains from previous sessions. Oil rose and gold futures were flat as the dollar recovered slightly. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall in London. The FTSE 100 closed down 1% at 7,438. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.25% at the close at 14,007. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 2%. 31,952. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down almost 3% at 11,635. And the S&P 500 down 2.5%, currently at 3,985. But the trading day rolls on. In exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 23.8 cents, €1 18.1 cents, and 19 South African rand 82.3 cents. In commodities, gold up 0.4% at $1,822 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 2.8% at $109.54.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
10 to 6, the chief exec of Manx Petroleum says Manx Fuel Company's profiteering during TT is a fallacy. Richard Gelder says their profit margins stay the same all year round. It's other factors which affect prices.
There's a little bit of a perfect storm situation since 2021 when global restrictions due to COVID were released. That resulted in a huge spike in demand for oil and oil products across the world, which couldn't be matched by an increase in supply. Then, of course, we've had the tragic situation in the Ukraine and resulting sanctions on Russia. So that's resulted in fewer vessels being able to supply fuel and also the sanctions themselves on Russia. So that's increased the demand and a reduction in supply and the resulting increase in fuel prices.
Here on the Isle of Man, why might it be that you can have two petrol stations on the same road that might have differing prices? How does that work?
That's purely down to the fact that ourselves and other suppliers on the island only need to get fresh stocks every 4 to 5 weeks. So if we buy petrol products, diesel, last week, that's the price we pay, you know, last week. Our competitors and our other suppliers on the island might need fresh stocks 2 or 3 weeks prior to that. They'll have to buy it at those prices prevailing at the time. It's purely the infrequency that the island's suppliers are taking in fresh stock.
Does TT have an impact on fuel prices? Obviously, we see so many more people coming to the island and particularly a lot of motorbikes, so presumably a lot more fuel is used within those 2 weeks than we'd normally see on the island. But does that have an impact on the prices here?
Absolutely not. No, there is a misconception on the island amongst some of the public that there is profiteering due to an increase in demand of road fuel products, but we do not change our pricing model. I'm confident that other suppliers on the island also don't change their pricing model.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, St John's United have been confirmed as champions of Division 2 after a 3-3 draw at home to Foxdale last night. It means the club finished with a 4-point gap at the top of the table over second-placed Onchan, who are also promoted to the Canada Life Men's Premier League for the next campaign. Last night's result also means late heartbreak in the competition for St John's. Opponents on Tuesday evening, Foxdale, who managed 55 points along with Onchan, but finished in third on goal difference. Elsewhere in Div 2 last night, Braddon ran out comfortable 7-1 winners at home to Governors Athletic. Paul Rose United and Maloo played out an entertaining 4-4 draw, and Castletown were awarded an away win against Douglas Athletic. The sole Premier League tie between Rushen and St George's last night was postponed. Turning to tonight, and the focus turns to the semi-finals of the Ascot Hotel Junior Cup. Corinthians will be at home against Douglas High School Old Boys, while Peel host Ayr United. There's one clash this evening in Canada Life Combi 1 penned in, with Ramsey taking on Union Mills. Meanwhile, two games in Combi 2 scheduled, Jim's versus Colby and Governors Athletic versus Castletown at Colby. All matches are due to kick off this evening at 6:30 p.m. And in athletics, Manxman Joe Harris's superb recent performance in competition in Germany has put him top of the 2022 UK senior rankings for the javelin. Harris threw a new personal best of 79.53 metres in Offenburg at the weekend, which puts him just over 4 metres clear at the top of the standings at this early stage of the season. Close behind in second and third in the table as it stands are Joe Dunderdale of Sheffield and Dern and Daniel Bainbridge of Shaftesbury Barnet, who've also both cleared the 70 metre mark. Meanwhile, elsewhere, Northern AC athlete Maddie McMullen put in a superb display at the weekend in the Intercounties Fell Championships. She finished 11th in the under-19 women's category at Kettlewell in North Yorkshire, and it follows on from her eye-catching performance at the Lancashire Fell Championships on Pendle Hill a few weeks ago.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
At the airport, the 5:35 Logan Air from Manchester came in 5 minutes early. The next inbound is the 5:28 returning patient transfer. Logan Air from Liverpool showing on time. Then it's the 8:05 Logan Air from London City and the 8:25 EasyJet from Gatwick. Departing the 6:00 Logan Air to Liverpool patient transfer showing on time. Next departure is the returning 9:05 EasyJet to Gatwick. On the roads, look out, they're still clipping hedges around the TT course daylight hours. In St Mark's, a section of the A26 closed between St Mark's and Ballasalla. They're doing water main work just south of Ballagherry Farm Lane. There are some diversions there. Maloo Street in Castletown's closure has been extended for sewer work to continue. It's on till the end of May this month. Of course, Castle Street's one-way northbound for building for the next year in Castletown. Temporary traffic lights on Port Arran Upper Prom. 24 hours. There's some service connections and resurfacing. Temporary lights in St John's, 24 hours are there between St John's and Ballalees Bridge for stone wall repairs. Horden Avenue, Douglas, closed for scaffolding work till the middle of June. The Doon Loop Road's closed for replacement water mains. Bottom end of Minorca Hill in Laxey, closed between Glen Road and Lower Cronquarry for that new surface water drainage system. In Peel, temporary traffic lights on North View for resurfacing. And Mill Road is closed, a section's closed near the power station for pipe work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with
Quayside. A project's now underway to repair signposts along some of the island's footpaths. Kate Bergquist is one of those who's putting together volunteers for the initiative, and she says more than 50 signposts need repairing on the Red Nepholeon alone.
We're going to go gentle first. So we build a skill who's run by Corelli Benthin. They are delivering 3-hour training sessions to teach us basic stuff, health and safety, manual handling, how to use the drill, and the basic equipment to fix the signs that just need basic work. We can't fix a sign that needs concreting, obviously, but maybe in the future, if this initiative and this project works, that could be something we can do going forward.
Are you going to divide the island into sections?
Why did you ask that?
The island's too big for one person or two people or a group to do just one place. It's much easier if you get them to do it all over the place.
Well, no, I like the idea of four sections. However, what my plan is to do the Radnor Fallon first, because that's our primary route, and get that product ready for visitors who are starting to arrive on the island. So I've been doing an audit with Finlow, the footpaths officer, so we think we've identified about 58 signs that need attention. But this initiative that I'm going to lead is to put the signs that are going the wrong way the right way, and the ones we can just drill, we'll fix those ones first. Any that need concrete and that fell over, that will definitely have to be back in DOI's hand.
Will you keep your enthusiasm going, rather like Bill Dale and his beach buddies? It's something that needs to be done every year.
Yeah.
Can you achieve that, Jim?
Well, my enthusiasm won't be going anywhere, because I've always been enthusiastic about this, so I've got no doubt that my enthusiasm is going to fail. And I just think this is going to grow, because volunteers, I work for the Children's Centre for 10 years, so I know people are keen to volunteer, and volunteering is good for our well-being.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dave Moore, producer Rob Pritchard. I'm Andy Wynn, back with another update tomorrow at 5:30. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
WINT.